You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We just heard a story about Subhi Nahas, one of the four LGBTQ refugees featured in the film Unsettled, seeking refuge in America. The documentary follows their journeys as they make San Francisco their new home. It's playing at the San Francisco International Film Festival this week. Producer Jen Gilliman joined me in studio to talk about making the film. How did you seek out the specific people you would feature in this film?
They just had really unique and interesting stories. So we have lesbian asylum-seeking couple from Angola, Cheyenne and Marie, and then we have Junior. He's a gender non-conforming gay man from the Congo.
And then you have Subhi.
Yeah, Subhi, who is Subhi Nahas. He is a gay man from Syria, and he has been a real champion for LGBT rights.
What was the discrimination like back home for the subjects?
They felt a just general rejection from their families. You know, it was sort of this unspoken thing as they were growing up and as they were coming into their own identities. And in some cases, that turned violent, either physical violence or suspected poisoning that one of our subjects thinks that their mother did to them. And, you know, they became pretty paranoid and traumatized to have anyone around them know that they were LGBT.
So let's hear a clip. This is a scene with Mari and Cheyenne.
And he was like, I have this beautiful girl you have to meet. You will love her. She's your size. She's like perfect for you. And I was like,
So I was coming down the street and she was standing there. And then she turned around and
ta-da!
Yeah, it was really like ta-da!
How do you think their experience was different because they came as a couple?
Cheyenne and Marie in particular, I'm so just in awe of their bravery and their stick-to-itiveness. And, you asked about what was it about their story and them coming together as a couple that was kind of unique or different. Why do we want to document that? And, you know, it really shows like how much people need that support. And when they had that, they're able to be so much stronger. You know,
they're
all resilient, but like, you know, just emotionally and the toll that everything they've been through, it takes on them. It was really important to them that they had each other. And yeah, it's just special. You know, it's a love story as well.
Someone who was not a couple, someone who was alone is Junior. Let's meet Junior. Let's hear a clip.
Betty. So this is my husband, Jack. And you have my name, Betsy.
Yeah.
I should come up and rearrange the space. Oh.
Next month, I will be moving again to another place. So it's like you are just in process of moving from place to place. It's like you are still migrating. You are still traveling. And
tell us more about Junior and what he goes through as he tries to find housing.
The refugee benefits that people get when they come as refugees are about $350 a month, which may be almost enough to cover groceries, but you know, rents here are just sky high and, you know, the public housing spots are extremely limited, even shelters, et cetera, which eventually he had to turn to when he became homeless.
And at some point, it's like it felt like he did not expect America to be like this.
I think that probably people see a lot of what's in Hollywood movies, et cetera, and assume that, I guess, coming as a refugee, they may hear that they're going to get some benefits, but, you know, the reality of that and how far those dollars go, it's not what people need to survive. And he really was the one of our four subjects that was just displaced over and over and over again.
All right. So somebody else you follow is Subhi from Syria.
Subhi is very special.
Chairman Johnson, ranking members of the committee, thank you for offering me the honor and the opportunity to be here today to share my story.
Hi, Subhi. This is Mandali Del Barco with NPR News.
You know, coming from a place where I cannot talk about it at all to a place where I'm sharing it with the world, it opened whole, like, other doors.
Give it up here, Grand Marshal Subhi Nahas. We love you, hi. Happy Pride.
So thank you for this tremendous honor. Thank you.
He's special because he's really trying to do something about this issue. He sometimes at great cost to himself, because it's a lot of work. He started a nonprofit called the Specter Project. And so he's doing outreach, reaching back to, you know, organizers and folks in Turkey. He's got a board that's working with him to try to raise funds here to support refugees who are stuck in transit in Turkey like he was. Mm. And a lot of folks in the Middle East look to him as the poster child of refugees for not only getting himself here, starting this nonprofit, doing a lot of public speaking, you know, winning awards, all of this stuff. He's been so vocal and so out. And I think, you know, sometimes
and he finds
he,
love,
yes,
right, in the film.
Yes.
Not to give everything away, but...
Yeah, multiple times, let's say.
Okay.
A lot of people assume that people are here, oh, they've won the golden ticket, they're in the U.S., they're going to be fine, right? But it's not the case. I mean, especially right. in a city like San Francisco, they face so many challenges.
What's something that really struck you in the process of making this film?
I think back to when I was their age, even like, you know, it was a big deal for me to like go travel around the world and see other places. But if someone had told me, okay, you're queer now, you're not welcome here in my hometown or whatever it is, and I had to like up and move across the world to some place I'd never been before and never seen on my own or, you know, with my partner at the time, I can't imagine, you know, it's so unbelievable. And to do so with basically nothing and no resources, no network. One of the things that the refugee kind of resettlement programs in the U.S. are based on is people traveling and arriving and resettling with their families and finding community there. So, you know, there's a lot of places in the country where there's sort of pockets of refugees who have resettled from a particular country, and they've got their own kind of community going on, and they have those arms to be welcomed into when they first arrive. And these folks are just, they're so alone. That bravery is something that I'm still in awe of, and I'll think of that whenever I have a challenge in front of me, for sure.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like people to know about the film?
The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights is one of our kind of outreach partners, and they have a big need for pro bono attorneys to help with people's asylum claims. Mm. So that's always a need. Folks come here, they don't have an attorney, they can't possibly pay for one themselves. And the only way they're going to get that assistance that they really need to file their claims is by having a pro bono attorney. And LCCR is one of the few organizations that actually does that matching for people. And so lawyers, if any lawyers hear this, and you can be any type of lawyer. You don't have to have immigration experience, but you can sign up to be a volunteer attorney for someone who you might essentially save their life.
Jen Gilliman is co-producer of the film Unsettled, Seeking Refuge in America. It's showing as part of the San Francisco International Film Festival this Wednesday and Thursday on both sides of the bay. Find out where you can check it out at kalw.org. And while you're on the website, make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter to get cross-current stories, interviews, and more in your inbox every week.